I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Bone fractures and healing in children and teens are quite different than in adults. Dr. Robert Murphy is here to talk about the details. Dr. Murphy is a pediatric orthopedic surgeon at MUSC Children's Health, specializing in the care of musculoskeletal conditions in children and adolescents. Dr. Murphy, which bone fractures are the most common in childhood?
The most frequent fractures we usually see in children and adolescents involve the upper extremity. So those are things like the elbow, the forearm, and the wrist.
And why are fractures different in children than in adults?
The nature of the bone in children and juveniles and adolescents is very different from adults. The pediatric skeleton is more plastic because the bones are still growing. So when children sustain a fracture, the analogy I like to tell families is it's almost like crumpling a gallon of milk. So that cortex or that bone structure may be deformed, but in many cases, the bone structure is still intact and stable.
And does that mean that the healing is quite different for bones that have been fractured in children versus adults?
It is very different. In most fractures in the adult population, because the bone is unstable, many adults require things like surgery or operations to stabilize the fracture. Because of that plastic nature and the stability in children, many kids can be treated with non-surgical measures.
And is an X-ray the primary way to diagnose a broken bone for children and teens?
Yes, in the vast majority of cases, if a child presents with an injury or with pain, a plain X-ray or a radiograph is the most common image used to make that diagnosis of a fracture. Sometimes in things like overuse injuries or some chronic sports medicine type injuries, we will rarely use advanced imaging, such as things like a CT scan or an MRI, to help us confirm or rule out that fracture diagnosis.
What are the typical treatments for a fractured bone in children and adolescents?
So there is a variety of treatments for children who have a fractured bone, or in cases, adolescents as well. If the fracture is stable, it can usually be treated with things like casts or splints or removable Velcro wrist braces or removable walking boots. If there is a fracture that has angulation or there's deformity or the fracture is unstable, those are the rare situations where surgery or an operation may be recommended for the child.
And once a broken bone has healed in a child or adolescent, is that bone as strong as it used to be prior to the injury?
The biology of healing of children's fractures is that the bone breaks, and once the bone breaks, then the blood leaks out. After that occurs, it's almost like a spot weld, if you will. If you think about two ends of a lead pipe, and the new bone forms and then smoothens out or remodels over the course of the next few months' time. And I like to tell families that if we took an X-ray in 6 months or a year, you wouldn't even be able to tell that your child had broken their bone.
Dr. Murphy, thanks for this information about bone fractures in children and teens.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.